This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I wanted to give you really the full story on these bump fire devices because a lot of people are asking me questions now. What is this bump fire device? What is, you know, this is the device that supposedly turns a semi-automatic rifle into a full auto rifle. Now, that's not exactly true. Now, I've used a bump fire device for a few moments at a gun range. One time, a friend had one, and he allowed me to fire it. And it is a very difficult device to control. No serious tactical shooter would ever use one of those devices. And I will say on the record that a bump fire device has no practical use whatsoever for self-defense, nor hunting, for that matter. It is usually purchased by people who want it as a toy. They want it to be able to impress their friends with, I don't know, shooting a bunch of rounds into a pond or something. And, hey, look, watch the water fly. It, you know, it makes a lot of noise. It, you know, you're firing off a bunch of rounds. But what you lack with a bump fire device is you lack positive control over your rifle. Recoil management is practically non-existent when you're using a bump fire device. So it is tactically useless. And that's why I never bought one. I never wanted one. I just can't see any use for it. It's kind of scary, actually. And the way you use it is you put your finger in the trigger guard, usually your right hand. Most shooters are right-handed. So you put your right hand through the trigger guard. And then with your left hand, usually with like a forearm grip, you push forward with your left hand. The rifle fires when your finger... Well, like when you push the rifle far enough forward that your finger presses the trigger, then the recoil of the rifle causes it to jump backwards, allowing for trigger reset on your finger without you having to move your finger muscles. So the spring is actually your left arm. It's your left arm, your elbow, that is the recoil control system in this setup, and it is... You really have no positive control over the rifle whatsoever. It's very hard to hit anything using a bump fire device. And that's why I say it has really virtually no practical tactical purpose. I can't see any person wanting to use it. You know, I train in firearms and combat shooting and lots of things, including with pistols and rifles and so on, long-range target shooting. And the most important thing that we practice is recoil management so that you can put rounds on target if you're defending your property or if you're taking out terrorists or if you're, you know, whatever the case may be, you're helping the local cops take out bad guys. You have to have positive control over your rifle. So your left hand is normally gripped very firmly around almost the end of the forearm of the rifle. I like to run mine with either my thumb on top of the forend or my thumb pointing at the target placed parallel to the rifle, the barrel axis, sort of pointing down range. So this positive control over the rifle is absolutely crucial. Without it, you can't really hit anything. And thus the slide fire devices have no practical use. But they have now... I should say bump fire. I think slide fire is one brand name of the device that's out there, but bump fire is a generic term. Now, the fact that this bump fire device was used, I think it was attached to like 12 rifles in Stephen Paddock's hotel room, and that it was apparently used by somebody, perhaps Stephen Paddock, but perhaps others as well, because there are now multiple reports of multiple shooters, by the way. But perhaps Stephen Paddock is among those who were shooting these devices and spraying a lot of fire into a crowd. Now, there is the one evil purpose, the one actual use of this kind of device would be to carry out a mass slaughter indiscriminately. In other words, if you are not picking and choosing your targets and you don't care who gets hit, then you could use a bump fire device to help you achieve that, I think, as we saw in this case. Now, what that means is that this is a device that amplifies the power of bad people, but it provides no benefit to good people. Whereas good people would never indiscriminately fire into a crowd, a person with evil intent is happy to do so. And thus, for that reason, I believe that bump fire devices will be banned or heavily regulated, perhaps regulated as automatic weapons type of, you know, class 3 weapons, form 4 weapons, and so on. You'd have to go through extensive background checks and pay a tax stamp and work through the ATF and so on. And just buying a suppressor, by the way, takes almost a year of wait time right now. I know because, you know, I own a suppressor, and it took like a year to get it. So, you know, these things take a long time to get. So I would imagine that bump fire devices will be newly regulated by the ATF because of this shooting. And it's not like the laws of physics have changed or anything. It's just that now that the country can see how deadly such a device can potentially be, the ATF is going to find a way to further regulate it. And I got to say, even as a gun owner and a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm certainly not going to fight to keep bump fire devices legal for over-the-counter purchases. That's not on my priorities list. I will fight for the Second Amendment. I will fight for the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, I will defend our rights as citizens to protect our lives and protect our property and protect our nation using firearms. But I will not defend an attempt to regulate bump fire devices. That's just not high on my list. I mean, there was an attempt under Obama to ban high capacity magazines, you know, to limit like Magpul mags hold up to 30 rounds of AR-15 ammo or .223 ammo. There was an attempt to federally outlaw those magazines and limit them to 10 rounds. I would absolutely fight against that because a self-defense shooter, like if I'm defending my ranch, let's say, against the zombie apocalypse, you're going to need more than 10 rounds. And you need a 30-round magazine as a self-defense action. And so a high-capacity magazine like that, or a 30-round magazine, is something that legitimate self-defense individuals need to have to protect their property, their lives, their family, and perhaps their country at some point. So there, you know, I am not in favor of the ATF regulating AR-15s out of existence. That would be unconstitutional for one thing, and it would be absolutely resisted by real Americans, like tens of millions of them, by the way. So I don't see AR-15s being banned. Now, if this individual, Stephen Paddock, had only had just a standard AR-15, let's say a semi-auto AR-15, which is what really most of us have, then his finger would have got tired after, I don't know, 3 mags or fewer, probably 1 mag, probably 2 mags. So maybe he could have got off 100 rounds with just his finger going at it. But after a period of time, your finger gets tired, whereas this bump fire device maybe allowed him to get off, again, if it's actually him, 3,000 rounds. But again, I've posted articles. I'm skeptical that this guy's even the shooter. Maybe he participated, but I don't think he carried out the whole thing. I think he had help. And now the sheriff of Clark County, I forgot his name, he affirms that. He says that this guy did not act alone. And that's very clear to all of us who are trained in firearms. You know, I train with a Marine sniper instructor, among other people. And I was asking him the other day, I said, you know, do you think this guy did all this? And I'm like, no way, no way. One guy I was talking to said, who's former military, said, no, this was a fire team. That means a small squad of individuals who are assault gunners, basically. That's what they call themselves, assault gunners. And that's their specialty, is short range assault gunning, clearing buildings, rooms, you know, close in shooting, typically 100 yards or less. They're called assault gunners, and they might carry saws, you know, a belt fed, fully automatic 223 weapons. They're assault gunners. And if you talk to an assault gunner and you explain, you share with them, or if they have familiarity with what happened in Vegas, they're going to be very suspicious that that could have possibly been carried out by a 64-year-old retired accountant with no military training, apparently. And his own brother said that he's not even a gun guy. Now, maybe he was secretly buying guns, but where did he get all this training and why? Why would he do this? I mean, there's lots of people who have gun training, but they're not mass murderers. You know, the sheriff was saying, or was it the sheriff? Somebody from the FBI? Somebody said, oh, this guy has 23 guns and a lot of fertilizer. And I'm like, that describes everybody in my town, by the way, because most of them are farmers. Everybody has 23 guns and bags of fertilizer. That is not the definition of a terrorist in Central Texas. That's the definition of a farmer or a welder or, you know, a truck driver. All of them. They've all got 23 guns and bags of fertilizer. It's just part of, you know, rural living. It doesn't make you a terrorist. I love how the media is like, oh, this guy had a bag of fertilizer in his car. The same kind of fertilizer used to blow up the Oklahoma City building that killed 168 people or whatever the number was. That's like saying, oh, we went to somebody's house and we found duct tape. The same kind of duct tape used by people who take children as hostages and then rape them and then demand a payment, ransom money. It's like, what? No, it's just duct tape. The duct tape doesn't do the kidnapping, okay? The fertilizer isn't the bomb unless you add a bunch of stuff to it and make it into a bomb. Just fertilizer is fertilizer. You put it on your garden, you know? But the media's, oh, it's the same kind of fertilizer that blew people up. Really? You can't just talk honestly about what these things are? Oh, my God. In any case, the slide fire or bump fire devices are going to be history soon. And the NRA even came out, by the way, and said they don't mind the fact that they're going to be, that they might be more heavily regulated. So that's interesting. And I agree with the NRA's position on that, by the way. There's no reason to sit there and try to defend bump fire devices. That's just insane. You know, you got to defend rifle ownership. You got to defend the 30-round magazines and all that. But bump fire devices, forget it. They're going into the heap of gun ban history is where they're going. After this event, forget it. All right, folks, that's my take on all this. Stay safe. World's getting crazy, just like we talked about. Be prepared. Anything could happen. Stay out of crowds. That's all I have to say on that.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out.
HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.